based on an email that I received this week and pertaining to a Pasuk in Mishlei that I recently discussed, the Chacham Mikolodim Shlomo Melech writes as follows in Mishlei Chavbeis Yudbeis. Enei Hashem notzu das v'salef divrei bogeid. The eyes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, as the Rabag writes, Enei Hashem Ashkachoso. The Ashkachas Habore, metaphorically linked with the eyes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol, notzu das, they safeguard, they protect the das of the Chachomim. So the Rabag understands it's the Kayam Machshivoseim ve'atzosom to give them the koach that their wise counsel and sage advice should be mukubal, should be marutza by the Brias. The Vilna Gaon says, Hashem guards their chokhma. Hashem protects the chokhma of the anshei das, the anshei emes. Rabbeinu Yonah refers to the anshei das, also with the terminology, the anshei emes. Kodesh Baruch Hu will go out and protect their taira. Dahainu, if they are Moshe Nefesh and they give all of their kaychas atzumas into the Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu will make sure and that they don't forget their Torah. But avada, when is that can happen? A person has to put in first and foremost the yagia. A megillah davvava mabez egati matzasi tam and hula chidudi. Have a lok me girsa to remember one's learning siyata nishmayahi. State in the Gemara, you can have all the yagia, all the toil, and all the amelas. But when all is said and done, when it comes to the kiyum, and when it comes to whether a person's going to remember the learning, you need siyata nishmayahi. You need to daven for that siyata nishmayahi, the koach hatfila. But that siyata nishmayahi is only going to come if you look all apochas put in the requisite yagia and amela beforehand. You have to go out and chazer. Rav Huna writes in the Chelek HaZichronis of the Sefer Zikor in the Maharad Balapach and Yitzchak, says, I met and I knew of many Gedola Yisrael in Europe. He says, nobody ever became a Gedola in Yisrael from learning Torah. And no one ever became a emistic Gedola Mitoch Limud alone. Anyone who emerged as one of the Gedola Yisrael became a Gedola Mitoch Chazoras HaLimud. And Mitoch the Chazoring the learning, but not the actual learning. Raphaim Waxman said over years ago in a CD, had somebody once came to the stipler, a Bala boss, and he complained to Rabbi Yisrael Kanevsky, the stipler, go, says, I'm not remembering my learning. The stipler says, so let me ask, did you chasa 60 times? Stipler didn't even go right away to the Gemara. He get tesave, he's asking about 101. He says, did you chasa 60? Bala boss says, no, I didn't chasa 60. He says, so 50 times? He says, no, I didn't chasa 50. Says 40, 30, 20. Meanwhile, already the Baal Bas doesn't know what to do with himself. I says, did you chaza 10 times? Mama, she's falling apart. And finally, says, did you chaza it 5 times? Already, he couldn't take it anyway. He lied. He lied to the staff. He says, yes, I chaza 5 times. The staff says, so that's it? You only chaza 5 times and you expect to remember your learning? I have to chazer. The Sefer Hadron Olach, Rav Hadar Magolan talks about Rabbi Kivager. He wrote his Gilyan Hashas. People ask sometimes, oh, how did Rabbi Kivager miss Amar Mokim in his Gilyan Hashas? Yeah. Miss Amar Mokim, Chaim Kineski writes in Deru Sicha. He wrote this Bekitz and Imrats. These were just the first things that came to his mind as he was in the middle of learning. And chazer, he just jotted down a few notes. This was jotted down in his 100 Blot Adei Chazor Seder. And the Vilna Gaon, Rav Hadar Magolan writes, is Talmidim Ameyit had over a 100 blad a day chazor seder. Yerina Sedaris, the Aruch HaShulchan, Yechil Epstein, he had a 40 blad a day chazor seder. But they were mamash chazoring. There's a maisa with the Sholem Eishim when the Yeshua's Yaakov passed away and Lemberg was looking for a new choshev Rav. So somebody came to say we should take the Sholem Eishim of Yosef Shaul Nathanson was up for the job. So someone said, look, I just want to give you a story of the Sholem Eishim. The Sholem Eishim, when he got married, there was a tremendous nedunya, and they had a lot of money in the marriage, and his wife would go into work, and he sat and learned all the time. And things happened, something came, and his business, the wife's business, everything fell apart, and he lost all his money. So somebody came over to the Sholem Eishev one day after he found out that Imamish lost all the wealth, and they said to the Sholem Eishev, you know, you look a little down, I feel bad, I heard about the money that you lost. He says, the money? He says, because I lost the money, he says, that's why, unfortunately, this month wasn't a good month of learning. I only chazed 600 blot. It was a weak month. I only went through 600 blot this month. He says, so was he sad because of the money of Adana? He wasn't able to chazer. He wasn't able to learn the same learning. That's what he focused on. But the only way to attain it is what? Is you have to put in the again, you have to chazer. I always say, you have to be like the chazer. You got to get in the mud. You got to be like a chazer. You got to get dirty. You got to roll around the mud. You got to schwitz. And that's the only way to go and remember. How many times do you have the chazer? Chagiga tesser beis. Yes, we know five times in Chas Tonamini, our boy was in the Dami Lei, command the man say. There was a set seder, and there's a beginning into the number 40, that many in Chas chazer things 40 times. We have the Gemara Erev and Adal and Arbeis, the tzura of the Mesiris HaTaira. Was obviously I day four times, the stipend therefore writes a kind of digrosa. It's not considered learning until you do something four times. But we have a well known Gemara and Chagiga Daf Tesem with base. The Gemara says, Amalei Bar Hehe Lehillel. Bar Hehe says to Hillel, what do we do with the Pasuk in Malachi? How do Tzadik, I know Ovid Elokim, I know Rasha, Asher Lo Avadu. What's the difference? Hillel tells man, hey, Amalei Avadu, Lo Avadu, Shorvayu, Tzadiki, Gimurin, you know, they're both complete tzaddikim. You can't compare someone who chazes learning 100 times to 101. So a lot of ink has been spilled to explain this Gemara. Our Verdiman and Tzichas Levi and many others also interpret that the minhag was they chazed things 100 times. When you do something 101 times, that means I'm never done. Same way every mesechta begins with a daf beis. You get to 100 times, oh, I did a minyan mesuyim, now I'm done. I can put it away in my pocket. No, 101 says I'm never done. I'm already starting the next count towards the next 100, and that's already 101. Learning never stops. When is Hashem going to give you the protection, that shield, that will be shomer your das? Only when a person puts in the yegiya, coupled with the siyata d'shmaya, but it starts with the yegiya. Perhaps it's not coincidental. Who's the one who learned this lesson from Hillel? His Talmud ben Hey. Now, until we added Perakinian Torah, a collection of braces that then became the sixth Perakinian Torah, Perkei Avos, the five original prokim is what comprised Perkei Avos. And the five original chapters ends with the following line. And remember, Brochus Yabesim and Aleph, Halkoholach Achrachisim, Zilbosach Chasim, it all comes down to the end. What's the last line of the first five chapters? Writes the Midrash Shmuel. There's a reason we could sum up every lesson in Perkei Avos with the following. Lefum Tzara Agra. Everything comes down to how much yegiya and how much amelus you put into working on your midos and to putting into your learning, into your avodas Hashem. Lefum Tzara Agra, in accordance with the Tzara and the yegiya and the amelus, Agra, that's how you get the schar. Many Rishonim on that Mishnah even say it's bigger focused on even on Torah. Kafi the yegiya and the Tzara and the Shvitzing. The blood, sweat, and guts that goes into your amelus, that goes into your learning, and b'frat the chazorus alimud, which demands a lot more mesiris and nefesh. A kefi that, that's the agra, that's the tzara you're going to get. And who's the bala memra? We always quote from tzara agra, and the Medrash Shmuel tells us, and this is the chasima of the five original program forgiveness, because in essence, it encapsulates the gist of really what's going through all the other lessons of Pirkei Avos is, it's all in accordance with how much you're getting amelus, you're going to work on things. And who's the bala memra? None other than Ben Hey Gamalik. I don't think it's coincidental. Ben Hey is the one who learned from his Rebbe Hillel that when it comes to learning, it's got to be what? 101. The Haino, keep schwitzing, keep pouring away. It's got to be constant chazara. That's the only way to retain one's learning. Amela. And we talk about Gedol Yisrael, 100 blot a day, 60 blot a day, 40 blot a day. But Akaponim, it's clearly Mechai v'chazor. Now some people were given photographic memories of Avadji Yosef, Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung in Montreal, Rav Moshe said, B'sof Yoma, Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung in Montreal, Rav Chaim Kreiswith from Antwerp, Zechon and Levrocha, and they had a Gemara Gekayach. They mamash remembered, I had a Talmud. I had a friend who learnt as a Talmud by Rav Chaim Kreiswith in Merkaz HaTayro, where he was the nominal Rosh Hashiva. And one time he had the Azaz to ask the Rosh Hashiva. He said, how many times did Rosh Hashiva have to chas and mesechtas until he knew them word for word about that? So Rav Chaim Kreiswith said, the hard mesechtas six times, and the easy mesechtas four times. Now that's for someone with a photographic memory, but he still had the chazah four or six times, and he still went in the chazah all the times. And that's what it, you still have the chazah. And there's a gavaldik amaisa with the Rav Avadji Yosef that one of the sons said over when he had years before his patira, he had an open heart surgery, and kamuvan he had to undergo general anesthesia. And the doctors asked the son, please let us know when he's back to himself, when he awakens out of the anesthetic slumber, let us know when he's back to being his typical self. So a little while after the surgery, the anesthesia is wearing off, And one of Rav Avi Yosef's sons goes in to visit his father. And he says, Abba, he says, tell me, I remember the Chidah says such and such a line. Which sefer does he write such a line? So without a blink of an eyelash, Rav Avi Yosef says it's such and such a sefer and such a page. And Imam has got to write to the line. He says, Abba, how many years ago? When was the last time you saw that sefer of the Chidah? He says it was about 60 years ago. He says, and Abba, what did you eat for lunch yesterday before you went into the hospital? He says, Ani lo yodeo. He tells the doctors he's back to himself. He's back to himself. What did he eat for lunch yesterday? What does he care what he ate for lunch? What he ate for lunch doesn't interest him. Sholem Eishav. See, he lost his money. It's only the shter how it's going to negatively affect his learning. Ravadji Yosef, he's back to himself. A Mara Mokum he saw 60 years ago. And my friend says, over. Said it over years ago. My yortzeit to Rav Erdman Zatzal when he went in. Abasof Yomov, in his last illness, he went in to visit the Roshiva Nei Yisrael as Rebbe, and he saw Rav Erdman was looking a little despondent. He says, Roshiva, why is Roshiva so sad? He says, I'm forgetting my learning. Okay, how are you going to be Menachem Rosh Hashiva? Rav Erdman, a new Shas, word for word, Baal Peh, how are you going to go and be Menachem? He says, he's forgetting his learning. A few minutes later, he asks Rabbi Fran, he says, Nu Rabbi Yisachar, he says, what sugya are you learning right now with your Talmidim and Yeshiva? He says, we're learning Arvei Pesachim, the sugya at the beginning of the parak of Ein Kiddush Olam Makom Sud. He says, well, I'm sure you spoke out this Rishon and that Rishon and this Achron and that Achron. And he spends the next 10 minutes, 15 minutes, a synopsis of all the Iker Shittas and the Rishonim and Achronim and Agei and Kiddush Olam Makom Sud. And Imam has it verbatim on his fingertips. So Rabbi Fran says, Rosh Hashiva, I thought the Rosh Hashiva so said, he says, I'm forgetting. Rosh Hashiva said, he's forgetting his learning. You just gave me all the Nebuchadnezzar says, Chas v'sholom, to forget the Gemara Rashi Taisus and the Iker Rishonim, I meant I'm forgetting my own Chidushei Torah, but that I should forget the Torah itself, I should forget the bread and butter, the lechem and the dogon. I don't even any Hashem, and no Tzudas, and Eivistur guards, is giving me a Shmir. I'm honored, I've heard him in Eftol Zegir that he should forget his own learning. He's only crying that he's forgetting his own Chidushei Torah. But I'm honest, not shaykh to forget the Gemara Rashi Taisus and the Iker Shidus Rishonim. And right before my friend is getting ready to leave, Rosh Shiva turns to me and says, Rabbi Sochan, by the way, what day of the week is it today? He says, Rosh Shiva, it's Tuesday. He says, now we saw the Rosh Shiva, we stole the Rosh Shiva. He won't forget a Gemara Rashi Taisus and Iker Rishonim. What day of the week it is, okay, that he can forget. But to forget the Iker Sugis, that's not Shayach. Rav Blazer Silver was invited in one of his visits to Yeshiva Snei Yisrael. He's invited to give a Shir Kloli. And he got up to see Shir Kloli. Rosh Shiva is right there to his left. In the middle of the shiur, he's quoting Gemara's left and right, and he stops every time. He says, Nu Rosh Shiva, where's the Gemara? And he puts Rav Erdman on the spot, but he tells him all the Gemara's, and then he's quoting a few Taisusim. He says, Nu Rosh Shiva, this is in front of the entire shiur and all the Kolel. He says, Nu Rosh Shiva, where's the Taisus? And he throws out the kasha a few times, and Rosh Shiva, of course, every time he gets the Taisus, he says, where it is? Finally, he gets up to a Marsha, he quotes a Marsha, he says, Nu, and Rosh Shiva, where's the Marsha? And the Rosh Shiva tells him where the Marsha is. And then he gives a clap and he says to the whole yeshiva, relays the silver. And so matim, relays the silver. And he says, Chalila v'chas, I don't want the yeshiva to be chayshed, that I would ever put your Rosh Yeshiva on the spot, that I would ever take a chance embarrassing him. It's only because I know that you can't catch your Rosh Yeshiva on any Gemara, Shitaisis, and even Marsha. And that's what I wanted to teach you, the Bachram, he says. That not only was he a Bokhi, Gemara, Shitaisis, even Marsha. And that he shouldn't forget. But how? Chazor Salimu. All the people that became great, it was always Chazor Salimut. It's got to be 101. It's got to be the blood, sweat, and guts. It's got to be the Agia and the Amelus that you never stop. It's constant, constant Chazorah. That's how Yezeichet Tzitziyat HaDishmai, that Hashem will be notes of the Das. He will preserve that Chochmah. But it has to be mitoch the Chazor Salim and Mamela. We've said many times, the Chidah in his Kisei Rachamim in Masecha Seferim, HaTorah Tziva Lana Moshe Tziva Gematria 101. That's how much David Shah wants us to chazor. The Gra Shir Hashem Yishakeni Meshikos Piu Piu Pei Yud Hey Vav Gematria 101 Rosh Katzalela Bogan Pidi Meshulchan Gavol Parsha Sazinu Piu 101. You have to chazor 101. Shir Lamalos Esayna Me'ayin Yafo Ezri. You want the Ezer from Hashem Me'ayin Mem Aleph Yud Nun Gematria 101. Bava Basha Daf Yud Asher Mishabol Lekan V'Tamud Biyado Lekan 101. Then you have Talmud Biyodo, Avigro and the Kleyokar, Zohar, 227 Gematria, Shochach, to forget, 328, the difference between 227, 328, 101. That's the difference between remembering and forgetting. It's 101. It's got to be a constant Chazara. That's why we have the Siyata Deshmaya to remember learning. We should be Zoyche, to put in the Yegia, to put in the Amelis, to daven for the Siyata Deshmaya, to remember the learning. Beis Hashem, Yisborach, Yishkoyach, have a Gemaldi Ganach, the new Ali Shoshir tonight. Baruch Hashem, Machasana. But otherwise, please note the schedule for the remainder of the Shurim. Kaddish, please.